All right, let's see. I'm in this left turn lane with one car in front of me. Typically, it's an unprotected left turn, and typically there's so much traffic that one car gets through every green. Unless I pull out way far behind the other car and squeeze my way through at the very end. Which means when the light is kind of red. That's how it goes all the time, a lot of the time. But there's a cop behind me. What do I do? Okay. The car was able to make the turn before the light turned. Now I get to go as well, so not a problem. I was like, do I want to get caught in the middle of an intersection with the light fully red with the cop right behind me?
How would they react? I don't know.
It did not come to that, though. Oh, man. Busy day today. Did all that Spider-Man stuff that went up. Handled some further ideas for some stuff we maybe want to try down the line. Wrote out a lot of that stuff. To get the ideas down before I forget them, that sort of stuff. Got that Dragon Quest quick look in. Spider-Man stuff's interesting. We'll see, you know, how that goes. People seem to like it so far. You know, and kind of just, I think maybe one thing that could have been done is maybe I could have written a paragraph or two kind of explaining some of the philosophy, I guess, because people are approaching it from different angles and not always seeing the full pack of audio thing, video thing, text summary, score. But it's really, you know, meant to be a podcast. Spoilery. Yeah, it's not spoilery. You know, it talks about the story without getting specific for the most part. Maybe it, like, mentions, like, a thing that happens in the first minute that is insignificant. All that sort of stuff, but yeah, you know, people like the podcasts we do, so something that can exist in that format and also kind of serve as a video, because videos travel to external platforms in a way that that even audio podcasts do not, seems like something that could get out there and reach people. Something that's a more focused interview type discussion, I think, can serve that purpose. And I we weren't really sure how long it was going to be going in. I thought in the back of my head, this is probably going to be like an hour. But I think to each other's faces, we're like, maybe like 30 minutes, something like that. It's like, I just had a feeling. Because, you know, we wanted to kind of cover the stuff a review covers, you know, and kind of try to be complete about it when it comes to that stuff, and that means kind of serving both the purposes of, like, here's what this game is and here's what we think about it. I think you can shorten it up by saying here's what we think about it without necessarily getting into what it is, but I think you get an incomplete thought at that point.
where people have to go somewhere else to figure out, or, you know, like take in something else to figure out, like, hey, like, what do I do in this game? So something that can be kind of descriptive, and also make, you know, qualitative judgments about the thing. Seems like the best fit. And then the text is meant to be the short bit. The text is kind of meant to be the summary of just like, hey, if you don't have time to take this in, that's understandable. Here's a quick thing. Here's a quick thing that kind of just answers the big question with some broad detail. Yeah, you know, the same way a score would be something that, you know, like, let's say, plenty of people over the years, I can say, load up a review page, never read the review, and just look at the score. So, tighten that up, sir, or almost, it's you know, the summary is almost expanded from the score in a way. Just like, hey, here's a little chunk. If you don't need much, if you already know what this game is, and you just want to know, yo, is this good or not? Here's the brief answer to that question. So I think that works. I don't know. I think some people looked at it as like, well, wait a minute. This is not much of a review, and what is this other thing? You know, without even listening to it, assuming it was cut out from the podcast, or that it would be this big, long, rambly thing. It's like, you know, it's got a length to it, but I feel like it's fairly focused. And that's something, you know, that's probably the stuff that if we continue going down this road, you know, think about ways to be like, okay, is there ways to kind of focus this further, tighten it up, where possible? And see how it goes. But, you know, in some ways, I feel like, you know, the text could kind of be condensed down to the intro and the conclusion, which is where the bulk of the summarized opinion usually lives. Because there are definitely people that just load up a review and read those two paragraphs and bounce. Oh yeah, that's exactly what you're saying right there, isn't it? Yeah. And it's, you know, it's pretty deliberately designed to be interview-like in nature of like, hey, you are the reviewer of record, talk about your experience with this game, and less of a multi-person discussion, you know, that would be better suited for a spoiler cast type thing, or, you know, more general podcast discussion. So my feeling is that it's pretty different from the other stuff we would produce around that game, or the other stuff we have produced, you know, the podcast this week and the quick look that will go up tomorrow, which I was not in, but it is a fairly different context. So we'll see. I don't necessarily think that it has to, that every review has to be exactly that, you know, and maybe different games will get a slightly different treatment or something like that. But, I don't know. I'm pretty happy with how it came out. I think going into it, I was like, you know, maybe we record this, and if we end up not liking it, then we bounce it and maybe re-record it another day, or try something different, or whatever. But it came out, I think, with the intent I had in kind of saying, hey, let's give this a try. Like, have this be the pack. Like, here's what the here's what your review packet looks like. Podcast in two formats. Text summary. We'll talk about games less in the podcast. I don't necessarily think so. You know, we'll kind of play that by ear and see how it goes. I think, you know, at this point, I would say, like, Ben's feelings on Spider-Man are incredibly well represented across, you know, the review, the podcast this week, which was recorded before he had finished the game, so it's kind of a slightly different point in the game. Still kind of forming his thoughts maybe a little bit there. And we'll see how the quick look comes out. I think that's, you know, the quick look will always get recorded at different times depending on when it makes sense. And yeah, there's that. But, you know, quick look will have someone different in it who is not familiar with the game. So kind of get different talking points out of that. And, of course, that is then also married to the footage. Oh, this, you are fucking driving bad. Yeah, I guess a couple other sites are doing audio around reviews, which I haven't really listened to any of that stuff. I don't really consume a lot of review-related content until well after I've played a game, so... I know... The Waypoint stuff is like they're reading the article and then talking about it. When we were doing video reviews back at GameSpot, we never really repurposed the review text for the script. So it was never like, hey, here is the... You can either read it or hear it slash see it. It was always a different presentation. A couple of times. I think I deliberately wrote reviews in a format that could just be read. To see how that would go. And I want to say there was some feedback of like, hey, just, you know, that's the same thing twice. Do something different that time. I'm like, eh, all right. It seems inefficient, but okay. kind of seems like a cover that didn't need to be recorded. Like, hey, you want to play it live? That's fun. You're like, oh, in the middle of your set, you bust out a cover of Karma Chameleon? Sure, why not? But I didn't need to... I don't know that a studio version of that cover needs to exist.
Yeah, no need to record something like that in the studio. If you put out a live album and you want to capture the live feel, then maybe you get something there, right? Like, oh, maybe you record it, put it out on the live album. You get some fucking bootlegs out there. You're like, oh man, did you know that they fucking Foo Fighters play this fucking Jump Imagine mashup? It's fucking crazy. It's like Camp Freddy all over again.
I've been waiting.
I mean, this cop's going across the Golden Gate Bridge way faster than the speed limit, so I figure I can at least go slightly slower than that behind him, right? I mean...
suburban home.
It's, you know, it's all right.
Subaru? That's a Range Rover. It's a fucking convertible Range Rover? Is that the Evoque or whatever the fuck? It's like, it looks like a Volkswagen thing, but like modern. Like if someone sat down and said, hey, we need to make a new thing. Yeah, no, a VW thing for the modern era. Fucking... kind of ragtop SUV looking fucking thing. It's like, shit. Like, it looks chopped. Like, the roof isn't high enough. Authentic Volkswagen thing for the modern era. I could see it. A friend of mine in high school had a thing. We used to roll around in that fucking thing. Like five people in the seats, two up front, three across the back, and then one person, and then an additional person laying across, like where the convertible top folded into the back. Smallest dude would fit into that spot. Not legal now, probably not legal then. I'd say it was right on the cusp of them passing the law of like, yeah, you can't ride around the back of a fucking pickup truck unless you got a seat and a seatbelt back there too. Actually around the same time they just passed the regular ass fucking yo you gotta wear a seatbelt law. When I first started driving there was no seatbelt law. I don't think. All right. That's it. I'm going to go. I'll see you later.